At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, were you not in the room when I picked all the clips? Or were we? Were we? Were you not? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a problem then. Okay.
We have the guy who plays him kind of has to be in on the plan.
That doesn't help. We got all the clips all lined up and in a row, and and you weren't involved, and you're the only one that can play them. So that is really
I think
a breakdown.
We've identified where the breakdown
that
occurred.
A breakdown in the plan, because all of us can know it, but if you don't know it, Michael, it doesn't do any good.
Clearly,
is the problem. We're playing Anthony Blinken, I wish he had a more commanding presence, our Secretary of State, during this time of, we're on the verge, seriously, this is not hyperbole, a world war could break out at any moment, and unfortunately our Secretary of State kind of sounds like this, and here's Anthony Blinken, clip 34, Michael.
The United States does not seek conflict with Iran. We do not want this war to widen. But if Iran or its proxies attack U.S. personnel anywhere, make no mistake, we will defend our people, we will defend our security swiftly and decisively.
Okay, so that's Anthony Blinken yesterday. Same newscast. Remember, if Iran or its proxies attack us anywhere, we will respond. Here's Martha Raddatz, same newscast, ABC News.
Already in the past 8 days, the Pentagon says Iranian-backed proxies have launched attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria more than a dozen times. Those attacks injured 24 U.S. troops. Thankfully, those injuries were all minor.
That seems like a problem.
Wait a minute.
Right, exactly. Wait a minute. Two dozen of our people have been injured already? In a dozen attacks in a couple of different countries, not to mention what they're obviously doing to one of our closest allies, Israel. So, I don't know. It looks pretty weak to me to make a statement like that the same day that info comes out. Isn't that a bad look?
Maybe. Depends what happens next. Is this actual terminal Biden hesitancy? Or is this getting our ducks in a row, and when the response comes, it will be swift and devastating?
They need the.
I'm suspicious it's the former.
Maybe this sounds childish. I don't think it is, actually. They need the big, tough-sounding, low-voiced Secretary of Defense yesterday to have had a statement out there. We will no longer accept attacks by the country of Iran, and we will respond on our timetable. We needed something like that, not the Iran or its proxies. Anywhere, any attack will be met. Wait a second. If you follow the news tonight, your statement will be followed by the fact that they've already done that for a week. And for some reason, you didn't let us know that this many people have been injured by Iran. What's going on there?
To climb up on a horse with Teddy Roosevelt, we are speaking softly. Are we carrying a big stick? Will that big stick be brought down on someone's head, and how soon?
You know, I don't want to go all Lindsey Graham and try to go to war with every country, but I hope behind the scenes they're talking tougher than they are in public. In public, it's all hold back, wait, not too far, let's be careful, there are rules, UN, blah, blah, blah. That invites aggression.
It does. It absolutely does. You know, I don't mean to reduce this to an academic exercise when people are dying, but the conflict itself in Israel is so interesting and so fraught with historical, you know, yin and yang and confusion and competing claims and the rest of it. I mean, you could study it for the rest of your life. But the reaction to the renewed hostilities and the slaughter of the Jews and the rest of it has been every bit as interesting and maybe more in that it has exposed some serious fissures in our society. It's exposed the left, the extremist left, for being the extremists that they are, in spite of what moderate lefties have been trying to tell us for a while. The whole the story I'm super into, the government government censorship complex, which Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger and Barry Weiss and others have been writing about. There are major developments on that as well, partly because lefties who are like, up with Palestine, kill the Jews, are seeing their posts taken down by social media, and they're saying, wait a minute, it's like they're just choosing me because of my ideology. And it's like, yeah, like we've been saying and you've been saying is a conspiracy theory. So it's set off so many tremors, exposing so many different, you know, aspects of life in the United States that are worth talking about.
Let's hear a slightly different, more recent version of the attacks on us.
There are growing safety concerns about U.S. forces serving all across the Middle East this morning. This after multiple attacks against U.S. forces serving both in Iraq and Syria. While these attacks, the U.S. believes, are being carried out by third-party militias, Iranian proxies, the Pentagon also believes that these attacks have Iran's fingerprints all over them. At least 24 service members have been injured in these attacks that have taken place, as I mentioned, both in Iraq and Syria.
You know, let me spell this out for you just very simply. The idea that the Houthi or the whoever's fighting whomever in Yemen, the idea that one of those regional interest Iranian proxy groups would decide on its own, you know, let's forget about our territorial dispute and let's put a thumb in the eye of the United States of America. The idea that they decided that on their own as opposed to being entirely financed and put up to it by Iran is just stupid. Why do we even act like that?
There's also belief that nobody that is a proxy of Iran acts unless Iran is allowing them to. That Iran has the sort of control among Hamas, Hezbollah, these various groups, that they can say, no, 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 don't do that. If they want to, and they clearly are not exercising that control.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah.
For anybody who's making the argument that these are, you know, a tangential third-party proxies acting on their own. I don't know that that's true. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the response is. I am very concerned that Joe Biden is the sort of guy that looks weak, talks weak, and invites weakness.
I would say so. I think his whole career has spelled that out. A couple of quick kind of related storylets, if you will. The publisher of the Babylon Bee tweeted, I guess it was yesterday, it's hard to stay ahead of reality at the Babylon Bee. We had written this last night only to wake up and see the White House doing exactly this before we had a chance to publish. They had written the parody headline, in strong response to rising hate crimes against Jews, Democrats denounce Islamophobia. But they actually did it before they could publish. And then this is getting a lot of attention. The Harvard-Harris poll: voters say the killing of 1,200 civilians is not justified, but the grievances of Palestinians, the attacks on Jews, are genocidal. Here's the scary part. A slim majority, a majority of 18 to 24-year-old Americans say Hamas slaughtering civilians, quote, can be justified by the grievances of Palestinians. A majority say they can be justified. But 62% of the exact same group agree the massacre was genocidal. Genocidal, but justified. I'll bottom line that for you. Our attentive little college students and recent grads have been taught that if you're on the right side, genocide is okay, and they believe it.
But saying he to someone who says they're a she is violence.
That's right.
And you should
and
lose
silence
your,
is violence.
And you should lose your job for it. So that's hard to square those things.
But shooting a baby in its crib is legitimate.
So while we're on this topic, because we'll get away from it for a while, because it's...
And I have more on those poll numbers. They are very, very interesting.
This got a lot of attention yesterday. Here's the Secretary General of the UN.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation.
That is a gross oversimplification.
As Jake Tapper said on CNN yesterday after playing that clip, he said, that certainly sounds like the Secretary General of the United Nations is justifying the Hamas attack. It certainly does. The UN is a worthless organization, but here's
Tear it down.
Here's Israel's response to that.
Tell me, what is a proportionate response for killing of babies? For rape women and burn them? For beheading of a child? How you can agree to a ceasefire with someone who swore to kill and destroy your own existence?
Yeah,
how?
The rest of that clip from the UN boss was, that's why we're calling for a ceasefire. So you let the evil bad guys come into your country, set babies on fire, then you're supposed to have a ceasefire before you respond to that.
Let's talk it out, even though they still have vowed to wipe you from the face of the earth.
By the way, I heard this analogy made quite a few times in recent days. How do you feel about this analogy? The whole, we can't start the ground war until we get them enough food and water and gas. We're going to delay the June 6th D-Day invasion because we don't believe the Germans have been given enough water and food. It's that we don't want collective punishment for the German people for what the Nazi regime has done, so we've delayed the D-Day invasion until we can get them enough food and water. Sounds crazy. Or we're not going to respond to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor until the Japanese people have received enough food and water because it's not their fault that Emperor Hirohito, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel about that now, that analogy?
It's really flawed. Just because at D-Day, I mean, there were only German combatants on the beach. There were only German military on the beach. There are no German civilians
involved. Okay, how about the Japan version?
That one's okay as far as it goes, but I think it's looking at it the wrong way anyway. The question is not, it's not about the onset of the conflict. And there are times you can go after only combatants, only military targets. And when you can do that, you should do that. On the other hand, if you're facing an existential threat, then you win the war, period. It's a sliding scale. I get what they're trying to, you know, communicate. I just, it bothers me a little bit, the flaws in the metaphor. I would just say, is the idea that Israel should politely and carefully go about the task of not getting wiped off the face of the earth is utterly unrealistic. They need to win. At this point, they need to win, period.
Yeah, I never hear the other option. That's the thing. What's the other option? I mean, ceasefire and then until when? And then Israel's supposed to do what?
Right. What happens next?
To keep this from happening again?
I think part of this, well, part of it is absolutely people who just, their sympathies will be on the side of Gaza and the Palestinians no matter what happens. For instance, saying genocide is justified. And the extent to which our young people are just completely out on an island on that attitude is wild. But anyway, you've got to tell us what's next and how Israel maintains its existence, surrounded by people who are not only openly hostile to them, but just slaughtered thousands, almost, well, more than 1,000 other people, including the utterly innocent. Just, you're utterly, oh, that's right, that's what I was going to say. It's partly people who are just dedicated to Palestinians no matter what, and it's partly the intellectual Obama class that believes everything can be negotiated, including Iran, which chants a death to the great Satan.
I know
you need to take a break.
I know you've got more on those poll numbers, and there's more to that whole Iran attacking us and hurting our people, which how long can we put up with that? And a bunch of other stuff, so stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've heard us for years support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station.
It's a foundation that's near and dear to our hearts. 90% of every single dollar raised goes back to support the military men and women who've so bravely served and sacrificed for our country.
This holiday season, consider making a donation to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station to send ill and injured warriors home for the holidays during their annual Give-a-thon Thursday, November 9th.
Warrior Foundation continues to make a huge impact on both active and veteran armed forces with the support of the community.
This year, they're building their third transitional housing property, which will be designed to craft a sense of community and promote recovery, while at the same time cultivate independence.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays to spend time with their loved ones. Just visit warriorfoundation.org today to make a donation to this incredible foundation. Join us in giving thanks to those who have served and sacrificed for our country. Visit warriorfoundation.org.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays. Visit warriorfoundation.org for details.
warriorfoundation.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson?
To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer announced before today's Republican conference meeting that he has dropped out of the race for Speaker, though I'm not sure that merited an announcement. That's like calling Wendy's to cancel your reservation.
What? Wow. For some reason, that reminded me of, I saw an interview with Bono the other night, lead singer of U2, who actually had some interesting things to say about he knows how insufferable he is to some people. But he's talking about whenever they get knocked for being sellouts, because they started as a punk band and people saying they're sellouts. And he said a lot of people who call you sellouts have never been asked to do the things that they do. It's not like they turned them down. Like, because they played on American Idol, and he used that example. He said, you didn't turn down American Idol. Nobody asked you to play American Idol. That's a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a lot of true with the whole sellout thing. Nobody's, Ford hasn't called you and asked if they can use one of their songs, your songs, to sell cars for a whole bunch of money. Would you turn them down? I don't know. You've never been given the option, so it's a little
different. Right, the whole I'm morally superior, though I've never, had to even think about that sort of thing. It reminds me of the guys, and I hate guys like this, and if you're this guy, sort of guy, I can forgive you, but stop it, who will see a beautiful woman. Like, we get emails. I don't think Taylor Swift's that good looking. I wouldn't go out with Taylor Swift. So see, it's so sad. You're trying to hint to everybody that you're so discerning and so attractive, you'd take a pass on a Taylor Swift and wait for somebody really good looking to come along. Well, you know what? You're not, and you won't. Oh, that's so sad.
I don't know. Speaking of sad, and we've got some more of the real news coming up in just a moment, including the latest, if you haven't heard it, on that pilot who tried to kill everybody on the plane. Wow, what a weird story. This is kind of sad and weird about human psychology. Why am I happy about this? So a colleague of ours, guy who's doing morning radio, been in the business as long as us, not a coffee drinker, not a caffeine addict. And he started drinking coffee for the first time like a week ago, and I was just in the lunchroom, and I said, whose coffee is this? A cup of coffee was in the coffee machine. He said, it's mine. I said, you're drinking coffee every day? He said, yeah, I'm on it every day. And I was like, yeah! Why did that make me happy as a drug addict that somebody else is now a drug addict also? What is the psychology of that?
You know, I get it, like, with real drug addicts and drunks and that sort of thing, because it gives you cover. You think, see, I'm not so weird or unwise or weak. He's doing it. But with coffee, that's kind of
maybe it's the same
pathetic.
Sort of thing, because I'm not, probably not, I'd be better off without coffee, probably. So it's that. It makes you feel, you feel like it's a flaw, but it's less of a flaw if that person's doing it.
Yeah, I don't tend to think of coffee like that. I like the way it tastes, and it gives me a little more zoom.
It does give you a little more zoom, no doubt about
it.
Update on a number of stories on the way. If you miss it, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Louder!
That's a high school in the San Francisco Bay Area. From the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free, which is a well-known chant that's been around for many, many years, which is basically saying Israel should not exist.
Yes. Wipe it off the face of the map.
Wipe it off the face of the map. And I was watching one of the news shows on Sunday, and they had this stupid conversation by lefty journalists who are so in their bubble they don't even realize what they're doing. And it was one of the guys from ABC News saying, the problem we have, Jim, is there are three parties. They are actually talking about the Speaker of the House race, but that's not what I'm talking about. We have three parties. The Republican Party is two parties. You have the Democrats, and you have two parties within the Republican parties. And I thought, are you ignoring the fact that there are two parties within the Democrats? Come on now. Are you watching your own news at all? And this headline in the Washington Post today, progressives rebel against Biden's handling of Israel-Gaza crisis. Split over Middle East war jeopardizes a coalition Biden has nurtured for 3 years. You have a whole bunch of members of the Democratic Party, all of the universities and young people practically, who don't agree with your policy at all. And it's about to become a huge problem.
That conversation you're describing, and it was just utterly idiotic and dishonest. But yeah, to that end, the Harvard Harris poll, which we mentioned briefly earlier, here is the truth that misleads. Do you think the Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians on Israel can be justified by the grievances of Palestinians or is not justified? 76% said not justified. 76-24. Got to dig into it, though. Not justified. If you're 65 plus, it was 91-9. 91-9. 64 year olds, it was 89-11. Moving down to the next bracket, 77-23, then 61-39. By the time you get to 25-34 year olds, not justified barely wins, 52-48. And among our college students, roughly, can be justified wins by a narrow majority, 51-49. Now, this is absolutely an example of the utter foolishness of young people, present company not accepted. And the idea that all of a sudden our colleges and universities are cowering in the face of the pressures that a 19-year-old brings, insisting that you must have this ideology, that just proves how corrupt and sick our university systems have become, because those, you know, generally on borrowed money, but those, you know, $50,000 a year in business little customers get to dictate what's happening at our alleged great institutes of learning.
So you got,
and here's what I'm driving at. So 51% say it can be justified. But 62% say it's genocidal. So to look at it another way, since 49% of the young people say it's not justified, there are clearly 13% who believe that it is justified and genocidal.
Beheading babies is never justified under any circumstance for anything. You cannot come up with a scenario where that would be justified.
So let me put it to you like this instead. So 51% say it's justified and 62% say it's genocidal. So it would appear that virtually everybody who agrees that it's justified also agrees it's genocidal. They don't have that cross-reference, but... So you are in favor of a genocide against the Jews because of the bad things the Jews do. You who want to call everybody a Nazi are specifically replicating the arguments of Nazi Germany. And we're just supposed to say, well, you know, young people, they're so foolish.
Well, as I heard one pundit say yesterday, hey, Joe Biden, now that they're criticizing your policies and calling you all kinds of names, you still want to pay for their college loans?
Wow, that's funny. So you have this headline. Just as cruel as the terrorists, many ordinary Palestinians joined in Hamas's atrocities against Israel. We could go into the horrific details, a great deal of rape, the murder of children, and the constant cries of Allahu Akbar, God is great, God is great. That is one, that's like a drumbeat in all the videos that the IDF released or have come, to the fore from the Hamas terrorists, always yelling, God is great, making it clear that they are devout Muslims, and that is their motivation. It reminds me of the libs of TikTok thing. We don't put those up. Conservatives don't put those online. Progressives do.
Right. I feel like yelling Allahu Akbar and making it about religion means it's more of a Jews need to die thing than a land dispute. In your mind. So at George Washington University last night, somebody had one of those projectors where you can project something up on a wall, and had projected up on the wall of the school library in giant, giant letters, glory to our martyrs, then divestment from Zionist genocide now, and free Palestine from the river to the sea. A number of George Washington University grads were unhappy with that, prominent people, but that happened. Some group called Stop Antisemitism called for the president of George Washington University to find out who that was and expel them. I doubt that either one of those things happens.
Right.
This is a... politics of this are kind of minor compared to people being beheaded and burned and blown up and all that different sort of stuff that's going on in the Middle East. But this is definitely a problem for the Biden administration, that they've got a wing of their party that doesn't agree with them at all. The Washington Post article about it today quotes a couple of different people that have, you know, gone out knocking on doors since Barack Obama ran his first time for Democrats, saying they're not going to do it this time around, not if Joe Biden supports the evil Israelis. That's going to be a problem for the Democratic Party.
So a few more related stories. Washington Post reporting that employees at companies such as Google and Amazon have pushed their bosses to take a public political stance, as that has been the great trend of late. And those companies have willingly done that. And their employees and universities the same. And now they've run into, oh, my little employees who I just did their will over and over are now pro-terrorism and pro-genocide. I'm kind of uncomfy with this. And so they've gone with silence instead, both companies and universities. The problem being, okay, you make a statement about everything. Now there's an active genocide of Jews, according to the very people who are in favor of it, at least some of them. And you got nothing to say. So, no, silence isn't good enough. What do you think? And so these great moral champions have decided, properly, by the way, you know, one of the details in this article from the Post is about McDonald's and various franchises making statements. These companies and universities are starting to come to the realization, here's my statement. I make hamburgers and French fries and sell them.
Here's my statement. Can you pull up there and wait? We'll have your order for you ready in just a few minutes. That's
my Google. Statement. You can use this for search and we'll sell you advertising and steal your data. That's your statement. I liked what the University of Chicago said, in effect. We welcome all critics and theoreticians to our university. The university is not the critic. We're a forum for critics. So you have your own point of view. We're not going to tell you what your point of view ought to be because that perverts the learning process, which is a great stance to take. Moving along, I love this story in a very strange way. for reasons that will get to become clear. Florida Atlantic University gender studies professor arrested at pro-Hamas protest. Nicole Morse, a self-described trans feminist who accused Israel of war crimes, is arrested for trespassing, etc. I want to get into this trans feminist and the classes that she teaches. After a quick word from our friends at MyPillow, they're there to solve everyday problems, consumer problems, like when you go to get towels. You go into the stores, the towels feel soft to the touch. You get them home, you use them, you find out they're not absorbent. Mm. And that's why they made my towels. They actually work. They're soft. They're absorbent.
I've actually screamed about towels before in my house. Why do you even make this? It doesn't do anything.
It spreads the water around.
MyPillow's excited to announce two brand new lines of my towels for you to try. They're made with 100% long staple, not short staple. If you've heard short staple, that you were misled. Long staple Sherpa cotton. This comb ring spun cotton is what makes these towels absorbent and softer than ever.
Now you can get a 6-piece set for the amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98 with the promo code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y. You can get the designer premium line for just $20 more, no matter what set you decide on. That's 50% in savings. These towels actually work. What a concept. To find the offer, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square to check out the new MyTowel 6-piece towel sets, or MyPillow. It is MyTowel. Yeah, anyway, get 50% in savings. Remember that code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y, MyPillow.com, radio listeners special square. So this is just another radical left lunatic, unmoored from reality, crackpot, neo-Marxist dope. This Nicole Nikki Morse, who was a dude until recently, this is a clue. While local news outlets identified Morse as a member of the anti-Israel group Jewish Voice for Peace, she's better known as a professor at Florida Atlantic University who specializes in trans studies, gender studies, and queer theory. How much of that stuff do you figure the average undergrad really needs to study to function in the world and the workplace today?
Wow.
Trans studies, gender studies, and queer theory.
Wow. God, and you're taking the class for a whole semester or quarter or whatever and taking tests and everything like that? Wow.
Now, this mental patient has railed against the Jewish state, writing in an op-ed that Israel is an apartheid regime that commits war crimes and subjects Palestinians to brutal oppression for 75 years, et cetera, et cetera. The root of today's violence is the history of oppression, which is funded by the U.S. and supported without question by South Florida politicians. So he or she is bringing it home, which I appreciate. Then they go through, they name check a bunch of professors who call the attack exhilarating, Albany Law School professor praising the Palestinian resistance, on and on it goes, being pro-murder if it's Jews. And then, all right, let me get more into it. Despite Morse's anti-Israel advocacy, the professor's academic work does not cover the Middle East at all. Instead, Morse focuses on subjects such as LGBTQ cultural production and media that examines diversity within LGBTQ communities, especially issues related to class, race, incarceration, and misogyny.
It's hard to believe that some of these people are coming out of college and having trouble finding jobs.
Well,
what are you
going to
do with that information?
I forgot that this person, I should have highlighted this because there's so much. This person considers themselves a prison abolitionist. They want to take down and empty out all the prisons. If, you know, you need more examples of her grasp on reality. So anyway, issues related to class, incarceration, misogyny. In her 2022 book, Selfie Aesthetics, Seeing Trans Feminist Futures in Self-Representational Art, for example, Morrison, this is a quote, examines how trans feminine artists use selfies in self-representational art to explore transition, selfhood, and relationality. You know, I don't think about relationality nearly enough, especially as it relates to diversity within LGBTQ communities, especially related to race, class incarceration, and misogyny.
And selfies.
And prison abolition.
Wow.
This person is teaching impressionable young people. Hmm? Now, we don't have time to get to this, but maybe later on. The brilliant Barry Weiss, who is comparing and contrasting the reaction at the New York Times to when they dared. And this was a horror. Perhaps your children shouldn't hear this. When the New York Times dared to print an editorial from a sitting U.S. Senator, Tom Cotton, how that brought the paper to its knees. But when they printed a Hamas-supplied headline about how the evil Jew had bombed the hospital, virtually nothing happened. They just wrote a paragraph 5 days later saying, yeah, that was kind of a screw-up. Interesting contrast there.
The NBA season kicks off tonight, featuring an ancient LeBron James, among other interesting things. Maybe we'll talk about that at some point. A bunch of stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've heard us for years support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station.
It's a foundation that's near and dear to our hearts. 90% of every single dollar raised goes back to support the military men and women who've so bravely served and sacrificed for our country.
This holiday season, consider making a donation to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station to send ill and injured warriors home for the holidays during their annual Give-A-Thon Thursday, November 9th.
Warrior Foundation continues to make a huge impact on both active and veteran armed forces with the support of the community.
This year, they're building their third transitional housing property, which will be designed to craft a sense of community and promote recovery, while at the same time cultivate independence.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays to spend time with their loved ones. Just visit warriorfoundation.org today to make a donation to this incredible foundation. Join us in giving thanks to those who have served and sacrificed for our country. Visit warriorfoundation.org.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays. Visit warriorfoundation.org for details.
warriorfoundation.org.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Fall is prime for planting, and Lowe's knows how to help. Start by beautifying your garden with our large assortment of mums, available in a variety of colors. Then get Stay Green Garden Soil, starting at $4.48, to feed your plants all season long. And don't forget Scott's Fertilizer, for preparing your lawn for a better spring, starting at $28.48. A great-looking fall starts here. Lowe's knows home improvement. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic. A longtime favorite, created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph David Emerson looking emotional, appearing before a judge to face attempted murder charges for trying to crash a passenger jet. He allegedly told investigators he had taken psychedelic mushrooms for the first time some 48 hours before the incident and thought he was having a nervous breakdown after going without sleep for 40 hours. Emerson, a father with an unblemished flying history, telling police he struggled with depression and a friend recently passed away. It was his first time taking mushrooms. Emerson is also facing a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew, along with those 83 counts of attempted murder.
So that pilot was trying drugs for that particular drug for the first time. He probably thought 48 hours before I got a fly is early enough. Plus, he wasn't flying. He was on the flight, right?
You'll have to excuse me. I tried to take a swig of water right before we came back and give you one guess what happened.
Went down the wrong pipe. Anyway, while Joe's dying,
apparently my lungs did not need watering.
Let's hear more about what it was like in the cockpit when this guy who hadn't slept in 48 hours and was getting over mushrooms decided to grab the plane.
Authorities say Emerson was off-duty, hitching a ride in the cockpit's jump seat Sunday. The on-duty pilots telling police Emerson engaged in casual conversation. But then mid-flight, he threw his headset across the cockpit and announced, "I am not okay," then reaching up and grabbing the red fire handles and pulling them down. A pilot physically engaged with Emerson for 25 to 30 seconds. Had Emerson pulled the handles all the way down, the plane would have turned into a glider within seconds.
Ooh.
Emerson calming down and exiting the cockpit, allegedly telling a flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad."
That's an interesting thing to be aware of. Luckily, he was that self-aware, but 30 to 45 seconds isn't very long if you're waiting for your Pop-Tart in the toaster. But if you're fighting someone over the controls of a plane, that's a long 45 seconds.
Yeah, I think you could focus the whole time on that task, yeah?
That would seem like a long time.
Psilocybin is a fascinating drug. And
that's
I get
mushrooms?
The guy, yeah, that's the active ingredient. And I get the guy who had depression, lost a friend, etc., being told, hey, this can help people, because it does. But if you're an airline pilot, I would not self-administer unless you've got, like, a week off.
What if you're at a Fish concert?
That's different.
Okay. You wouldn't try it unless you had a week off?
Well, if I'm an airline pilot, yeah. I'm not.
I mean, I assume he drove to work and a variety of other things.
Yeah. No sleep for 40 hours. Wow, and this guy's got a great record. He's got a family.
He'll never fly again because I've got a pilot friend. You have any kind of tiny problem, you're done. It's a very frightening thing, especially as you get older if you're a pilot. You have a little blip in your health, and you're done, unlike other industries. They don't mess around. They can't take chances, probably some of it for legal reasons.
You don't think they're sitting in the boardroom saying, you know, what's his name, this guy, again?
I don't know.
Jim? Whatever. You know, Jim took mushrooms and tried to crash a plane. But he's cleaned up. Now he feels bad about it. I say we give him another chance.
What a weird story. Got everybody's attention, though. Well, it's just because we initially were all like, what? I remember yesterday we were talking about psychic breaks, and we got all kinds of texts from people who've worked with people who just snapped. But he didn't just snap. It was the mushrooms thing.
Yeah, dude. Time to find a new skill, I guess. That's a rough turn in the road.
Does Gavin Newsom think he's going to be president? Well, he's traveling around like he thinks he's going to be.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.